Do you know what a chav is? You're not alone if you don't, but apparently the distinctive markings of this colourful bird of the urban jungle include a penchant for designer sportswear and souped-up Ford Escorts with big exhaust pipes. Dominic Arkwright reports.
The natural habitat. Here you can see chavs in the wild. If you can't get to blue water, any shopping centre will do.
Chavs are people who wear fake, mainly, designer goods. Chavs are people who buy mock Burberry in the street market. Chavs are the residual, young, white, working class, but non-aspirational.
The style commentator Peter York is practically the anti-chav, but baseball cap, logoed t-shirt, tracksuit bottoms and white trainers is a classic look that many chavs strive for. But there are many varieties of chav. In Glasgow, they're called Neds. In Liverpool, Scallies. In Newcastle, Chavers. Elsewhere, they may be Townies or Spides, Stigs or Kevs. One website breaks the chav, or Ned, down into subspecies. The common Ned.
Invariably kitted out in brightly coloured tracksuits, which serves as a warning to keep away.
And then there's the goon Ned.
An oversized, vacant-eyed galoot of subnormal intelligence.
And there's the dressed Ned.
When a common Ned gets old enough, he will no longer wish to hang about in bus shelters and will usually graduate to become a dressed Ned. His clothes, on average, would come to over £300.
And the dressed Ned likes designer labels. The Burberry baseball cap is a classic, much to the dismay of the designers, according to Peter York.
They're embarrassing to the owners of those brands. Every time somebody looking like that wears a mock Burberry basketball cap, the owners of Burberry shrink.
But nothing says chav like a pair of 2-inch diameter hoop gold earrings. And in most shopping centres, we're lucky enough to find the chav's favourite shop.
Order number 561 to your collection point, please.
A catalogue to die for, number 222/3469, is heart-stoppingly beautiful.
9-carat gold, movable, small, ragdoll pendant.
But wait, what about number 234/3088?
9-carat gold, full sovereign style St George medallion ring.
Order number 564 to your collection point, please.
The female chav can be identified by the size of her earrings and her hairstyle, according to the poet Martin Newell.
They scrape them back so that they've actually got this very hard-boned looking face. It kind of makes them look slightly oriental, they scrape them back, in a thing called a scrunchie. Then you put your big hoopy earrings on, and you're sitting there with, you know, and you've your name's Chelsea or Daniela. Chelsea, Daniela, Jordan.
The point about chav names is that they're designed to sound expensive and classy to other chavs. So Kylie, Sapphire, Chantel, and of course there's Brooklyn. And here we're in the presence of chav royalty.
With the players that speak English, obviously Macca and Luis, I think that it's helped me a lot.
I just, you know, I haven't got many people to talk to, so I thought, you know, I'd come in and have a chat with you.
Posh and Bex are admired by chavs, pure 9-carat chav icons, but they lack some crucial components to actually be chavs.
The speech, generally, it's so sloppy. 10 or 15 years ago, you might have expected a teenage boy to kind of go, all right, but now it's just a kind of, So eventually it stopped being speech at all. It's just become a series of grunts.
And Martin Newell's written a poem which, while fully comprehensible to any self-respecting chav, might leave some Today listeners, thankfully, confused.
We got a taxi skater punk, because like Daz and Nathan's well drunk. I smacked him, but security guard, and he's a wank and thinks he's hard, while Kev, like, he's got it a gap and nicked no baseball cap.
Scottish chav speak, or Ned speak, is a different skill. Here are some useful phrases for the visitor there.
This is the first time that I've visited Scotland.
Oh, I've never been here before.
Oh dear, it's raining again.
Passion again.
What is the time?
Time's it.
And there's one other defining accessory of the chav, his car. A bog-standard Ford Escort or Vauxhall Nova, souped up with spoilers, alloy wheels, 3,000-watt speakers and an exhaust pipe that could fire a cannonball. One website helpfully distinguishes a subspecies called the Cruiser Ned, or chav.
Some people may get mixed up between a Cruiser Ned and a Common Ned in a clapped-out Nova. The main difference is that a Cruiser Ned will drive slowly in circles, whereas a Common Ned in a Nova We'll drive fast for a night, then set fire to the car.
But is there a little problem with all this sneering at chavs? Andrew Callcott, author of The A to Z of Popular Culture, thinks there is.
It is fear as well as loathing, which suggests that the person expressing it doesn't like themselves all that much either. What we're not having is a serious discussion about alleged antisocial behaviour. Instead, what we're having is chatter about chavs. Some middle-class people sounding off about chavs as the new underclass, but actually saying more about their own insecure sense of self.